he scared to go and get killed out there. Now they could walk to school there, see, back and forth there. So this furniture, I had, and he gave that away to him. And then, now my youngest daughter, do you see that thing there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a piece of old furniture, that reed there. We had a set of it in here, and of course the children tore it up.
Yeah.
You know, jumping up and down on it, and that's the only thing that was left. It used to be set here for the table. Well, my daughter-in-law down there, the water's screened in her back porch, and it's just like air conditioning with the sound of these breezes. You can look right out in the ocean. We can look out in the ocean from my back porch. Yeah. And she wanted that thing there. And my youngest daughter was here. I said, she says, he said, you know, he says, she used to call her Mama too, my wife, you know. Mm-hmm. She said, Mama promised me that there. And Mindy said, that day ain't going out of here. She said, that piece of furniture is hers. She said, if you give it to him, I'm going to go get it. I said, well, you can get you another. She said, it won't be that. So there's an old chair in there that my wife sat in for years. She sat in the store down there and it broke. And a fella fixed it for me from there and it's still wide. It's in there. And I told him, I said, now that old chair stays here long as I live. I said, it's the only thing I've got that she used it in the, we used to eat in the kitchen. We didn't use the dining room. I'm fixing the dining room now, repainting it and remodeling. And then this next room, this here room here, I wanted to tell you about it being so cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I said, we got to insulate it. She said, what do you do when you insulate it? I said, well, we'll have to get building paper. Now the building paper all behind this thing. And then this paneling over that building paper. And then we put this rug, or the children did. The children bought this rug for us and put it on the floor, this rug here. And then we turned these heaters on and it got warm.
Good,
well, then the bedroom was the same way. It was cold as ice. So we had a closet right here, and I had never noticed that closet all these years. I thought it had a top to it. And Linda said she went up in the loft through that when she was a kid. So one day I felt the wind coming down there, and I looked and had no top, right on up in the attic. And you know, and there's things up there, you know, for the air to come through and all that cold air coming right down. I said, no wonder. It won't heat it. She said, why? I said, look at this here. So I had to fix that. I fixed the closet and papered it, and then I put paneling just like that in the closet. I got a nice closet with a clothes hanger in there now. And then I had put plywood in this room here, you know, fixed them, put plywood. Well, boy, down around the baseboard, now these old houses, they built the studding sets on the sills, see? When they framed it, they set it on the sill. But then when they put the floor joists across this way, it left that vacant place there, and the air can come in.
Yeah.
I put my hand down the baseboard and feel the whole air pouring in there. But I don't see how we nearly froze to death with the old fireplace, you know, and it was cold, and I didn't realize what it was doing. I said, well, we got to fix this. So then I took and put that building paper and let it come way out on the floor. And overhead, I didn't lower it overhead, and I put this stuff up overhead, and I just got the paper there. And then I put paneling over that, see?
Yeah.
Paneling. And it stopped, the room got warm. You could turn the heater on, and we could turn it on, and just leave it on at night, and the room would be just as warm. And this one we get, now this other room was plastered. I just got the plaster out and putting the paper in it now. Just got rid of that plaster. All that other back was plastered, and the houses would settle and crack.